Hey, a couple things here before we get started. This is the Chris and Rob show on WAIF. It's 10 o'clock.
Rock and roll, dude.
We got a big show tonight, so I don't want to waste too much time. I wanted to mention that Thursday of this week will be Jerry Lewis's birthday, the great comedian, the guy who went, wah! And a little later in tonight's show, I think we're going to rebroadcast the interview that Rob and I did with Jerry Lewis.
We did an interview with Jerry Lewis?
10 years ago. Can you believe how fast time flies?
That's back when we were cool and we were on the cutting edge of radio and people thought, you know what, guys? If you stick with it long enough, you guys will be wildly successful. Now here it is, 10 years later, and they've moved us up 2 hours. And we're widely successful.
I don't know. You call this success?
Wild success. I call this wild, freaky, crazy success, man.
Okay, so there's a...
This is the Big Rock Candy Mountain, man.
And there's a little mention about Jerry Lewis. Also, Rob's giving me a hard time because... Rob's giving me a hard
time. You like people with funny voices.
Who doesn't?
I mean, you really like people with funny voices.
Speaking of people with funny voices, a friend of mine told me, and I didn't know this, that the guy who was in Police Academy that made all the funny voices... That guy was just in town doing a comedy routine down at one of these comedy clubs.
Wow.
If I'd have known that, I might have gone. Because he goes, yeah, you know.
Bark like a dog and make his machine guns go off and all that kind of stuff.
He's great. Do you know? I don't even know his name. Do you know his name?
His name is the black guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, that's what I thought his name was. If anybody knows his name, let us know. We're here at 749-1444.
Jim knows what it is.
Yeah,
Jim
choked. So,
that's why you're not the comedy editor. You're only the grammarian and science editor.
Okay. So, lastly... Rob's giving me a hard time because next week on the show, I've booked an interview with the lead singer of Yes. That's the progressive rock band, Yes. That's John Anderson. We'll be talking about Starship Trooper and everything. So,
because you're a trooper, dude.
I am a trooper.
You are a trooper.
You're either a trooper or you're a generator. And on this show, we're all troopers. So we'll be talking to John Anderson next week about Yes and progressive rock and all that. You got a caller already?
Hi.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Michael Williams.
Hi, Michael. What's up?
No, the answer is Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is the name of that comedian who was in Police Academy.
That's correct.
Write that down, Jim. Michael Thomas. You didn't go to his gig down there at the comedy club, did you?
No.
I bet it was funny.
Hysterical.
Can you make any funny voices with your name, Mike, with your voice there, Michael Williams?
Sammy Davis.
Okay, thank you. That was Michael Williams.
He was getting ready to do a Sammy Davis impression, I think.
Oh, was he? Are you doing a sit? Okay, he's gone.
Oh, well. All right. So that was Michael Williams, but the actor's name is Michael Thomas. That guy.
All right, so let's get right into it.
And John Anderson's what guy?
He's that guy. Ooh.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a spaceship landing on the lawn. Change times.
Okay.
Listen. Change keys. Damn you, Chris. I said change keys.
Chris is a little bit under the weather, but I tell you what, he is such a trooper. Man. Yes, he is a trooper. He's a super yes trooper, and he is even though he's on his sick bed.
And I'm working real hard at this.
His body is covered with leeches because we have nothing but the top quality WAIF healthcare plan here. He's got leeches all over his back and arms. But nevertheless, Chris is here to provide you with the entertainment that only Chris can. And we have a very special sneak preview, right?
Yeah, we got a little black sweat. Are you ready?
Little black sweat.
This is a new Prince record. Dig.
We'll be right back.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect Chris and Rob's views or the views of their guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And now, grinding sacred cows into Radio Hamburger, here's your hosts, the two and only Chris and Rob, starring in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To be on tonight's program, call now, 749-1444. Or if you're calling from outside the 275 loop, put a 513 before it and call 513-749-1444. And make sure to check out Chris and Rob on the internet at CincinnatiAtlas.com. And now, finally, here's Chris and Rob.
Okay, check it out. It's this guy, this guy we know, and he's a prince of the Aleutian Islands.
Those are the islands off the southwest shore of Alaska, correct?
Yeah, and it's his birthday today.
Okay.
So it's a real live Aleutian birthday.
So he probably speaks Aleut.
Exactly, but we'll use English when we call him.
Okay.
And we'll wish him a happy birthday right. And see what's
will
going on.
Will we actually use English, or will we just flip on the Aleut to English translator that WAIF has built into the board here?
Do we have one of those now?
Yeah, we got one of those.
I mean, I know all the big stations got them, but I didn't know if we had one.
We got the Aleut to English translator.
We do?
Yeah. It's right from the Star Trek collection.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it comes in handy when you talk to an Aleut.
Okay, so we're calling this guy, and like I said, his name is Swoj.
Swoj.
And it's his birthday today, and he's descended from the royal line
He might be right on the dateline.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's his birthday tomorrow.
Maybe it's his birthday yesterday.
Maybe, who knows?
Maybe it's his birthday today and yesterday all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Swoj, Prince Swoj from the Aleutian Islands.
I hope he's there.
Hmm.
Hope he picks up.
I hope so, too.
Hello?
Hello, is this Swoj?
This is Swoj.
Hi, Swoj. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And is this line going, are you directly in the Aleutian Islands tonight? Is that where we're calling you at?
Well, actually, I'm in a port. Off of the Hudson right now.
Oh, are you traveling? You're traveling pretty far from the Aleutian Islands, then.
Yeah, well, it's the off season, really.
Okay. Well, Rob and I were just telling our listeners that we were going to call someone who was not only having a birthday today, but was also a direct descendant of the royal line of the Aleutian Islands. Someone who had ties to royalty in that subarctic kingdom called the Aleutian Islands, and so we called you. Now, you also speak Aleut as well as English, right?
Right, but I don't usually, I don't speak it unless it's with the native people. It's not a card trick, you know what I mean?
Right, so English is pretty much taken over as the dominant language in the Aleutian Islands because of all the Americans and Canadians coming up there to fish.
Correct, but there are pockets, you know, where you can get the legitimate tradition and untouched, etc.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we called you today, first of all, to play you a happy birthday song. Here's first in English.
Happy birthday to you.
And then, as you probably know, the tradition, the traditional Lucian or Alouette version of that song is, and that's happy birthday in Aleutian. So happy birthday, Swoge.
Thank you very much, Chris and Rob.
Well, what is the birthday tradition in the Aleutian Islands for celebration? Is there something special that they do? Like in America on birthdays, you do like pin a tail on a donkey. What do you guys do in the Aleutian Islands on birthdays?
Well, it's kind of unfortunately degenerated into going to a lake that's frozen over, carving a hole and jumping down into it and then coming back up naked. And that's like the new thing now.
I bet that's cold. Is that usually accompanied by a shot of some kind of like whale liquor?
Right. Well, not whale liquor, but we usually we import the vodka from Russia. I mean, right there. So
okay.
There is no true tradition that's being passed on. It's very homogenized and modern. So.
Okay. Well, a lot of our listeners, as we all are, stuck here in the middle of Ohio. We're landlocked. We don't get out much. Could you share with our listeners some of the customs and traditions of the Aleutian Islands? Because I'm sure to a lot of the Midwestern corn-fed listeners we have, that's practically a foreign country to them.
Well, yeah. Well, what I would recommend is for some of the corn-fed listeners is just to go there and experience it firsthand.
What are your favorite Aleutian destinations?
The entire Aleutian island. I mean, it's basically the same. Anywhere you go, it's
just each island is exactly the same as the other
just
island.
A big island. Right. You got some fish. You got some penguins. That's about it, right?
But like I said, I'm in this port. It's the off season. So, I've been partying on my birthday, so I'm at the, I've succumbed to the ways of Manhattan.
If we were to open a Aleutian restaurant here in Cincinnati, what sort of dishes would we serve?
And would it all be whale? All be whale and seal and stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and they're living while you carve into them, so
So you could have living seal kebabs.
Exactly.
Now you don't grow a lot of vegetables up there. It's mostly just like seafood, right? So you don't have you can't have celery and carrots and green peppers on those seal kebabs. It's mostly just seal, and then every now and then a piece of bone.
And maybe some. I don't know. Actually, honestly, I haven't been up there in a while. I've been traveling the globe.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Prince.
Thank you. Whenever you're in the Aleutian Islands,
All right, yeah, we'll call you back again. Yeah,
whenever we're in the Aleutian Islands, feel free to stop by. All right, well, happy birthday, Swoge. How old are you, Swoge?
I'm 31.
31.
Well, have fun in the mainland here.
Happy birthday, dear Swoge.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, it is true that you are descended from a line of Aleutian royalty, right?
No, actually, that's false. I was...
What, you were elected?
No, I wasn't elected. Father was in the armed forces, traveled a lot. I broke away from the barracks, basically, and I just took up shop in the Aleutian Islands. We were based in Juneau, Alaska.
A peaceful coup when you took over the Aleutians?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
It was more like my hippie rebellion against my parents, at the time, I just fell in love with the place.
Rock and roll, dude.
All right. Happy birthday, Swoge.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
All right. Bye. That was direct from the Aleutian Islands.
He was in New York City, in case he mentioned it like 8 times.
Yeah.
Somehow he knew more about Manhattan than he did the Aleutian Islands. You really lose track of what's going on in the Aleutians pretty quickly.
Hey, listen, it's not just a birthday party in here, but it's also a potty party.
A potty party?
So it's time to get this potty party started. What do you say?
Sure, let's do it.
Thank you.
party, a potty party. Everybody's going boopity boo at the potty party, the potty party. Everybody's going beepity bee. Well, I feel something down below. It may come fast and it may come slow, but I'm gonna give it all I got while I'm sitting here on the fly. I'm going to a potty party, a potty party. Everybody's going boopity boo at the potty party, the potty party. Everybody's going.
Without the brain freeze. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
It sure is, and it's time to start the potty party. Is everybody ready there in Studio P for potty? Okay, I'm going to hit the button. We're going to go to Studio P, and here's Robbie with the potty party.
Usually it's Studio B, but tonight it is Studio P. Studio PP, Studio Poo Poo, Studio Kaka.
Now, what are you talking about? This is getting kind of gross and sick.
Studio Ding Dong Wing Wong. No, this is it's a potty party, and Chris, I know Chris, you have dozens of kids all across the country that you bear no responsibility toward.
Right, and before we get started into the potty party segment of the show, we better do a disclaimer here. If anyone doesn't like talking about number one or number two, to tune away and listen to something else for about 30 minutes, because we're going to talk about number one and number two for a while. So the disclaimer has been said. And if you don't like it, then I'm sure that there's some classical music you can listen to.
But mostly we'll be talking about boom booms and tink tinks. So when you have a little kid and the little kid needs to be potty trained, and there's probably books and magazine articles and websites about this kind of stuff. Boring, boring. You can't dance to a magazine article. You can't shake your butt to a website, but you can shake your butt, tap your toe, and go boom, boom, and tink, tink to Miss Joni's Potty Party. It's a new CD that's sweeping the nation. People all over the country who have kids who are going through this potty training thing are grabbing Miss Joni's Potty Party. They're playing it for their kids or playing it with the kids. And from what I've heard, a lot of these adults are playing it when the kids aren't even around. And we're very lucky we have Miss Joni here this evening in studio, and she's brought along with her friend Jason to play guitar too. Welcome to Chris and Rob on WAIF, guys.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
So now I take it both of you have been potty trained for a real long time.
We have our regressions.
We have our moments, but yeah, we've been potty trained, generally speaking, for a while.
For about 40 some odd years.
So what made you guys, when there's all these subjects in the world, there's baseball, there's football, there's sex, there's love, there's rock and roll, there's drugs, there's booze, why did you want to do a theme album about potty? And Miss Joni, if you want to scoot up to the mic and talk right into it and
all
answer
right.
that one.
Well, we've written all those other songs already, and we thought, what's the one frontier that we haven't yet conquered? And we thought it would be that. Actually, just something that happened one day. I was helping some little kids with this, and they were Can I say pissed off on the air?
Yeah. What do you mean helping them with this? What do you mean you were helping little kids?
I had a preschool.
Okay, good. You weren't just like freelancing at the mall.
No.
Okay.
Jenny does actually work at a preschool. She wasn't just, you know, stopping in.
All right, that's cool. You weren't just grabbing right. kids off the merry-go-round at the mall. So
here,
you're helping.
I have some water. I have some Gatorade. We'll get you started.
So you're at the preschool and you're helping kids learn how to potty party.
Yeah. Well, they don't like it. They don't want to have to put away their toys. They don't want to have to line up and go down the hall and sit there and wait. And it takes time out of their fun day. So I thought maybe I could make it a little more fun. So I started to make up songs.
Okay.
And it was fun suddenly. Then they wanted to do it. So I thought, ding.
Then once you get a little bit older, it's like the fun part
exactly.
of the day.
Double value. Double value. 30 years from now, break it out again. You still got it.
You still did CD.
You still got it.
The next song will be about being regular.
Yeah. You know, well, she came up and she said she was going to want to do an album, a potty training album. So we were considering, you know, spending 2 years of our life recording songs about pooping and peeing and mm-hmm. doing all that stuff. And I just was totally against the idea at the beginning. But then when I heard the songs that she wrote, they're really cute. You know, none of them are offensive. They're all very, you know, it's take the high road as much as you can when you're doing this kind of thing. But I fell in love with the project, you know, after we worked on it for a little while. And that's what we've been pooping and peeing, man, for 2 years now. We've just been, you know, getting the project together and just promoting it. And it's been great.
It's been awesome. Fun. The recording was a blast.
Well, can you go ahead and play a little tune for us so we people hear what we're talking about as we do these non-offensive potty party song. And the name of the CD is Potty Party. It's Miss Joni. And where can somebody get it?
You can go to MissJoniesPottyParty.com, and that'll take you where you need to
you
go.
You mean that wasn't already taken?
Can you believe that? I thought it might be a fetish
site. I can't believe no one already had Miss Joni's Potty Party. I thought I would have squatted on that one. I would have squatted on it. All right, well, go ahead. Miss Joni's PottyParty.com. Here's a tune from Miss Joni and Jason.
You ready?
Oh, wait. First, we have a little tribute for Chris.
Tribute for
next week's show?
A tribute for Chris.
Just a real quickie.
Thank you.
That was our little
yes. There you go. That'll warm you up. John Anderson's here next week.
Grandpa told a story that you would not believe when he was just a little bitty boy and had to go relieve. He'd don his hat, a coat and boots, walk down a path out back through a door with a hand-carved moon into a tiny shack. It was the outhouse. Before plumbing came indoors, it was the outhouse. You could go right in your drawers or in the outhouse. Olden days like dinosaurs, they had the outhouse. When it was cold and dark at night, he said when it was his turn, they didn't have electric lights, so he would take a lantern. He prayed like mad that someday, when they were not so poor, they'd hoist up that old outhouse and they'd move it on indoors. It was the outhouse. Before plumbing came indoors, it was the outhouse. You could go right in your drawers or in the outhouse. Olden days like dinosaurs, they had the outhouse. Said his wish came true one bright and sunny day. He went to do his business when his dad said this away. He wandered back inside the house, could hear the water run. His jaw did drop, his eyes went wide. Oh, this was so much fun. It was the outhouse. Right there inside his home, the indoor outhouse. Shiny porcelain and chrome. Still was a crescent moon carved above the door. But the indoor outhouse wasn't outdoors anymore. No,
All right, there we go. Woohoo! Yeah, I'm freaking out. We're talking to Miss Joni and Jason. Miss Joni's Potty Party is the name of the CD, and it's also the website, right? MissJoni'sPottyParty.com. Do you have any success stories, like people who said, hey, my kid was he wasn't getting it. He didn't know that poopy went in the potty, but we've been dancing around to your record, and now he's really showing progress. Have you got any good word of mouth success stories?
We do. Which one are you thinking of?
I was thinking about Donna's.
Yeah, let's go ahead and embarrass
him. She called.
Yeah. Oh, she called right after her little daughter Emma.
Aww.
Did a number two for the first time.
She called us. She left a little message for us on our answering machine. And what did you do for the first time today, Emma?
And she said, Auntie Jenny.
Potty on the
That's exactly what she sounded like. But they had to play Relax and Wait for her because she was having a little trouble. And then as soon as she did it, they played Number One Rule, which has that nice chorus. I'm potty trained.
Yeah.
I practiced every
relax
day.
Relax and Wait, the first song she mentioned, that Relax and Wait is like an anti-constipation song.
It's Relax and Wait?
Yeah.
Relax and Wait.
Okay.
Relax and Wait.
I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, you can play that one.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF. Thanks a lot to Miss Joni and Jason Erickson, Miss Joni's PottyParty.com. Check it out. I'm Rob, and this is WAIF.
Chris and Rob want to hear from you. No, really, they do. Call now, 513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Chris, very special announcement.
Okay.
The next time we do a pledge drive, we will have as a premium a Miss Joni's Potty Party CD to give away.
Okay, that's great.
So next time we do pledge drive and like, I don't know, whenever. Somebody gives lots of money, they get a great present. They get a Miss Joni's Potty Party CD.
Hey, you might want to tell them to come back in here. We got a call for them. What's the name? Hello, what's your name?
It's so much fun.
What's fun?
Look at that. Look at it go. Wee, bye. Can I do it again?
Go ahead, man. It is fun.
Who is this? What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name? Who is this?
Petey.
Hi, Petey.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How old are you, Petey?
Petey.
How old are you?
Blue. I'm in first grade.
Your voice has changed. All right, that's great, Petey. So how long have you been potty trained?
Potty trained?
Is it still as much fun now as it was when you were first potty trained?
It's great, but it doesn't come back.
No, once it goes down, it goes down. It doesn't come back if everything's working right.
It's like my kindergarten girlfriend. There it goes. Bye.
This is too much fun.
What are they feeding you, Petey?
We have macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And spinach.
Spinach.
And asparagus. You know, when I use asparagus...
What about?
I do number one. It smells funny.
Sometimes it do.
Yeah. It does.
You're not smelling it, though, are you?
Well, not now, because I, bye! Look at it go.
I don't know. We can leave this guy all night long if you want.
Petey's having a good time.
Yeah,
and Petey's good time is infectious.
Infection.
Yeah, I think your good time is infectious.
Mommy said if I put toilet paper on the seat, I won't get infection.
Well, good for your mommy. She's a very wise woman.
Yeah, she sounds like a very bright lady.
So, Petey, does anybody ever have a mistake or an accident at your school?
Well, not at school, but at home. Sometimes mommy has mistakes.
All right, what happens?
Well, then she goes to the clinic.
All right. Well, thanks for your call,
Petey. You got another one for us?
Yeah.
Wait. This is a good one. It's you're gonna hear this one.
The tank's still filling up.
Oh, that was fighting. Wait. Get. We had fish for dinner.
All right, Petey. Good for you.
Thanks, Petey. You're the best.
Bye.
Keep up the good work.
Bye. Yes. Boom, boom goes in the pot.
Yeah.
Boom, boom goes in the pot. You don't want to put foreign objects. There's a song called Monkey Soup that explains it all. You don't want to put foreign objects in the toilet. You want to put boom, boom and tink, tink.
Now that we've gotten that out of our system.
You're just killing yourself. You're having so much fun, you're sweating.
I was having a pretty good time until Petey called, and then I was having such a good time I couldn't keep track of it anymore. It was off the meter, man. It was off the meter.
It was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
Like a toilet has a chain.
Yeah, I got
it. It's Chris and Rob, WAIF.
Who invented the toilet?
Thomas Crapper invented a part of the toilet or some sort of system.
What year was the first indoor plumbing?
Boy, I don't know. We'll go in the 1800s, probably.
Where's that bathroom reader? Remember we used to get those bathroom readers at that
Uncle
other
John's bathroom
where,
reader?
Yeah, remember we used to get those?
Yeah.
That used to have all that information. Like,
you still have those at your house?
Oh, I got one around somewhere.
You swapped it for Miss June.
I might have.
But I don't know anything about the first bathroom toilet and stuff. All I know is that that's where you put stuff.
But when did indoor plumbing become the norm? It wasn't as long ago as people think.
I'm sure it was after the war. By far after the war.
Uh-huh. It wasn't that long ago that it became like the internet, where more people had it than didn't.
The internet's like that now. The internet's like a toilet.
Yeah. But it just recently happened.
Toilets recently happened.
Well, relatively speaking, if you look at the entire history of mankind.
Right, 6,000 years, the world's being 6,000 years old.
6,500.
Right. The world being 6,500 years old, we've only had toilets for the last 50 years.
Something like that. Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
Dude, you think about that. You think about these.
You know, Louis XIV didn't have a toilet, and he was all about the hygiene.
You go back and, you know, you think about Socrates. You think about George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
Alexander Hamilton. Ben Franklin. James Madison.
Alexander Haig.
All these guys. Alexander Haig did have indoor plumbing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. Alexander Haig was fortunate. He did have indoor. But you've got all these. Robert Burns.
George Burns.
He had indoor plumbing, too, near the end.
But only near the end.
Only near the end.
He was around for a while, you know.
But all these great.
Scatman Crothers.
Near the end. All these great historical figures, they did not have indoor plumbing. No matter if you were, Sir William Gladstone.
You could look up the history of indoor plumbing on that internet machine you have right next to you. Why don't you go do a little Google search and look that up.
You could be Edmund Burke. You could be anybody. And you are still going to have to go outdoors and make it the boom boom in the outhouse. Then that song in Indoor Outhouse covered that. And that's what makes it so wonderful. It's a great democratic. It is the ultimate democratic process that all human beings go through. They say death and taxes. Well, you know what else you can add into that?
What?
Boom, boom, ba ting, ting. They say you got to do nothing but die and, you know, death and pay taxes. The only two things you have to do is you die and pay taxes. But you also, at some point, you got to make water.
Yeah.
That's just the way it does. You have to make water. Indoor taxing. That's stupid. You have to make water at some point. And you have to make boom boom at some point. So that's what's going on there. So no matter who you think about, whether it's Marie Antoinette, whether it's Louis the 16th, whether whoever it is, Thomas Alva Edison, Mark Twain, Oscar Wilde, William Shakespeare, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, they all still took dumps, and they all took dumps like in a pit, just basically a pit. And you hear about these diseases that ravage, countrisides and stuff, and or towns, and plagues. Whenever there was an army on the move in the olden days, the army always got sick. You know why they were getting sick?
Why?
Boom booms. Mostly due to boom booms mixing in with the drinking water.
Yeah, you can't have that.
You can't have that. So we're fortunate to be alive right now, people. Your internet, you mentioned that earlier, who gives a damn? The internet's a joke. It's just a waste of time. The internet's full of lies. The internet will let you down. I tell you what, a good toilet won't let you down. The internet's full of lies. It freezes up on you. If it breaks, you got to control alt delete. If your toilet breaks, you get that plunger, dude. And that's all it takes.
Right.
And everything's going good. You got to go buy a tune-up kit every 18 months or so. No big whoop.
You know, there's some, you're saying some things here that could be applied to the great mysteries of life.
I'm saying that indoor plumbing we take for granted. Every day when you get up, you don't have to go outside and have some servant dump water on your head. You have an indoor shower, and then you probably pee in the shower.
I never did until this year.
That was your New Year's resolution, was it?
I never did until this year.
You just started now.
I just don't give a damn anymore.
But some of us actually get out of the shower, and then I'm glad you started this year. This year, 2006, you know, 38 years.
Remember in the old days when you used to stay over at the house occasionally and sometimes you'd use the shower in the morning?
Right.
I never peed in the shower back then. It's relatively clean.
But you do now because I don't stay over?
No, I do now because I'm just getting old, man. I'm too lazy to get out, dry off, go to the boom.
Well, you don't have to dry off to take a leak.
If you don't, you get wet water all over the floor and gets moldy.
It's just easier to just stand in the shower.
Yeah, and the water is so nice and warm.
I tell you what, when I was in the Army serving this country, protecting us from the North Koreans, there were more fights over guys leaking in the shower than there were. Because some guys had absolutely no problem with it at all.
Uh-huh.
They just thought, well, it's a shower.
Right.
Other guys were like, dude, I can't believe you took a leak where I'm supposed to stand. I'm going to punch you in the head.
Well, at least they didn't take a boom boom in the shower.
That
would have been worse.
That would have caused a whole other fight.
Yeah, that
would
have been worse.
That would have been much worse.
You can't have that.
But people want to talk about
that. Doesn't wash away as easily.
No, nah, clog the drain.
Yeah.
Then you got to get the liquid plumber out.
It's a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
Who needs that?
You don't need that. No one
is this
needs...
going to go down in history?
No one needs
most unforgettable
boom.
Radio show ever. I mean, this one so far, this is pretty unforgettable right here.
We
called in.
We don't. Yeah, we always do these shows for, you know, hip young swingers like we are, guys out picking up broads, breaking their hearts, getting rid of them, slamming back martinis and stuff. Oh, you know, yeah. The way we live our life, slapping waitresses on the hiney.
Right.
But occasionally we need to do a show
for the little people.
For yes, the people who actually have lives.
Tonight we're here for the little people.
Tonight we're here for you, Johnny and Josephine, three-way Cincinnati, West Side, Ding Dong. You went ahead and you've got like kids now. You're 24. You don't know how to potty train them. We're here to help you with your parenting skill. And you know what? I love American Idol. We're talking to you, the average, common, regular person. That's who we're talking to this evening.
Stevie Wonder was on American Idol tonight. Did you see that?
Well, he's okay, but I really like that guy who sang a song much better.
Yeah.
The white guy with the bad haircut.
Yeah.
He sings a lot better than that old blind black gentleman. Yeah. He was a nice fellow, but I didn't care for his singing very much.
Right.
I think the young...
He moves around. It's distracting.
Yeah. I think the young white fellow with the bad haircut, he did a much better performance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Randy thought, though. But we're talking to you, people, the regular, normal, common, everyday Cincinnati people. If you got kids, we'll help you potty train them like we did earlier tonight with Miss Joni's potty party. And we'll just give you advice and stuff and teach you how to live your life. And I'm telling you right now, your internet machine, it's overrated. Your cruise control, it's overrated. Your cable TV, it's overrated. Indoor air conditioning, overrated. What's not overrated, indoor plumbing. Absolutely essential. And thank goodness, and a tip of the cap to the people who invented indoor plumbing. I don't think we pause enough to pay tribute to the people.
You know, we could replace President's Day with, like, Indoor Plumbing Day, because if you ask me, the contribution of indoor plumbing has a far greater impact than the contribution of all 42 presidents put together.
Including Chester A. Arthur.
Even the good ones. Even the good ones.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
If you think about the benefit to mankind just in the protection from cholera of indoor plumbing compared to all the works of all the presidents of all time, from George Washington to George Bush and all the ones in between, the good ones and the bad ones, Of course, the bad ones far outnumber the good ones.
Right.
I'd say let's have a holiday for indoor plumbing instead. Everybody could stay home and go number two instead of go to work. Take the day off work. We could stay home and go to the potty.
Do you ever like think, I ain't doing this one at home. I'm taking it to work.
A couple times.
Because you're like borderline. You're borderline, and you think to yourself.
Hey, all of a sudden, our producer Jim has a comment. All of a sudden, for the first time in 10 years, our producer would like to chime in. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'll just second that notion. Plus, work pays for the toilet paper.
Amen. Work pays for the toilet paper. When you were in college, did you, A, always steal the toilet paper from school to take back to your apartment? B, sometimes steal the toilet paper from school to take back to your apartment? Or C, always buy it at Kroger?
Well,
you were in college.
Right after the letter from home arrives, you buy it at Kroger. 10 days after the letter from home has arrived, you're taking it out of the Edmond. Oh, we forgot to talk to Joni about Bowling Green.
Oh, she went to Bowling
Green? No, she grew up there.
Well, she did.
Yeah, according to the Post, but they lie all the time.
Oh, they do. They don't they?
But yeah, so definitely, because usually work has heavy-duty, major industrial sucking plumbing because they don't want a mess in their bathroom at all.
Yeah, you're right, usually. Except for the place I work. It tends to overflow from time to time. I've been in some predicaments.
It is not from the restaurant down the street, the Bluebird?
No, it's not. It's from my coworkers.
You didn't care to name names.
Well, there's this one guy from the West Side. He doesn't usually listen to our show, so I don't mind saying that initials are both T's.
Okay.
Both his initials start with the letter T.
All right.
And, boy, man, you don't want to go in after him because chances are it's coming back.
Turd Turgeson?
He went to Elder, man. What do you expect from a guy like that?
Oh, man, they're pigs.
They are.
He probably only goes like twice a week.
Yeah. And boy, what he does.
Plus,
he's about 8 feet tall, too.
Oh, wow.
About 450 pounds, 8 feet tall. He's a big mug.
So you get up in the morning. You're ready to go. You've put the right guard on.
Mm-hmm.
You've put on your canoe.
The left guard, too.
You're ready to hit the door. And you feel like them. You think, first of all, if I go here, there's always that one in a million chance something bad will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to pay for the toilet paper, and you know what? You're on your time. If you go into work, you clock in, ding, ding, it's 8 o'clock or whatever. You punch your time card, it's 8 o'clock, and you're like, gotta go. You're on their time, their paper, their facilities.
And you got to be there anyway, and it's just one better way of passing time than actually working.
And if something bad happens, it's like, yo, boss, dude, what's wrong with your toilet?
Yeah.
Your toilet, really? That sucks, yeah, man.
If you do it at home and you actually own your own property and pay a mortgage, now
Bingo. You're
responsible for your own pipes.
Right, but there, it's just like, boss, you got to call a guy. You got a guy you can call? Can you call somebody? Because seriously, no one wants to go back in there. So, I got some reports I got to file, okay? I got work to do, so my work here is done. So, you need to get on the phone, and you need to call somebody. You need to get the Roto-Rooter guy over here because it's a mess in there. I'm telling you, boss.
Yeah. Hey, if you could be... if you could
Aquaman,
be,
I'd be Aquaman.
Hold on. You don't know where I'm going with this yet. This is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF Cincinnati. What?
I said I'd be Aquaman so I could poop in the ocean.
Stop. Listen, if you could be any Mexican food in the whole world, what Mexican food would you be?
I'd be an enchilada.
Then you'd be an enchilada man.
Enchilada. I got a gun. All over town where the song goes, the enchilada man. Come gather round for the song of the enchilada man. And for a treat good eat, there's nothing better than enchiladas, so nice and hot.